Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa this week urged an end to suicide attacks, saying they had destroyed the image of the Palestinian struggle. An appeal published last week by a broad-based group of Palestinians called for an intifada of civil disobedience. Among Palestinians, there are growing signs of willingness to consider nonviolent resistance to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
In the Amhari refugee camp near Ramallah, residents more accustomed to hearing about the work of extremists like Hamas gather to hear about Mahatma Gandhi.
Mr. Gandhi says, if you take an eye for an eye, soon everybody would be blind. Think about that.
That's American philanthropist and high-tech tycoon Cameron Alehian, who supports refugees in 35 countries and funds the computer center at this camp. His visit is meant to generate discussion about nonviolent resistance to Israeli occupation. Resident Jihad Tumule, for one, challenges the parallel between colonial India and occupied Palestinian territory. The British never engaged in a policy of systematic assassinations, he says, adding, we are like Gandhi, resisting F-16s and tanks with stones. When Alehian rejects stone-throwing as violent, one resident says it's impossible for an outsider to understand the pent-up humiliation of Palestinians. Initial hostility, however, subsides and gives way to a collective plea. A man named Fahi says, we love life, and we want the world to know that we have a culture of life, not death. He says we are born human beings and born to have a future. Discussion organizers say residents, defensive at first, at least go away thinking about the alternative of nonviolence.
Allahu Akbar.
In several villages on the West Bank, residents have started practicing nonviolent resistance. They peacefully protest the ongoing construction of Israel's barrier in the area. During one such demonstration in the village of Katana, some 100 Palestinian men, young and old, kneel in prayer on a hillside near the barrier.
Allahu Akbar.
A group of Israeli human rights activists joins them in solidarity, praying and planting trees together for peace. Just a week earlier, in the neighboring village of Bidu, Israeli troops responded with deadly fire towards stone throwers protesting the barrier. 21-year-old villager Saeed Fushie is proud this day has come off peacefully.
You have seen that this demonstration has gone beautifully without one stone throwing. All of us want peace and all of us are convinced of the non-violent method.
At a studio in Ramallah, a group of young actors rehearses the second season of the soap opera It's Our House. The fast-paced 15-minute radio drama aims to educate the broader Palestinian community about the effectiveness of nonviolence. The popular first installment reached an estimated 60% of its targeted audience of 16 to 25-year-olds in the West Bank and Gaza. The Jerusalem-based Middle East Nonviolence and Democracy Group, or MEND, sponsors the biweekly broadcast. Director Lucy Nusebe says MEND also provides training in conflict resolution for political commanders of Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement, mid-level professionals, and activists. Nusebe says there is a hunger to find alternatives to the three-year cycle of violence that's killed more than 2,300 Palestinians and over 850 Israelis.
I think that it's a normal human desire for children just to grow up and have a life. And this is what people are losing here and what they want back. They want their lives and they want their children especially to have lives.
Few expect the Palestinian Intifada to abruptly turn to nonviolence. A recent poll shows a majority of Palestinians supports attacks against Israeli civilians. But the growing acceptance of a nonviolent alternative signals at least a competing attitude. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.